Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Blog Talk Radio, Favorite Life with Pastor Shirl Paxton. Thank you so much for joining me today. We've been just in this intriguing study of the process of Bear, walking through the life of people in the Bible, seeing them as ordinary, everyday folks like us, that God has chosen for something special, and we do it by faith, and we learn how to trust God, see God in another dimension, and as we do this, God develops us, he proves himself, he shows himself strong, and he makes the word that he's spoken and the purpose that he has for us come to pass, and we bless many nations, many people by our obedience and our faith walk in God. So thank you so much for joining me today. We have been talking about and looking at the life of Abraham, and we've learned many points and even saw ourselves in many different ways as he's gone through his experience of walking through the process of there, so we see ourselves. Maybe a little bit different, but the circumstances are related to the same thing. And so we thank God for choosing us because he called us and chose us for something we could never do in our own selves and our own strength. And so we know that we have to trust him and believe him and watch him be God. We have covered some space and some time. And today I want to talk about when God requires a sacrifice. We see that the promise was made and fulfilled with Isaac showing up, and we went through series on that. If you haven't heard it, go back and get the recorded series of things that I've already done on this, and you'll be able to catch up or even get some more nuggets. But we see that Isaac has come, the fulfillment of promise, that which seems so far off, so out of reach almost, has finally come, and we know that that's something that we go through. There are things that God promises us, and it's so wonderful and so big and so great that even in our process of waiting, sometimes we get anxious and we get in a hurry and we want to help God out, or our heart tells us this is too great. And in the book of Psalms, it says, don't allow my heart to deceive me. And we went over that a little yesterday about your heart lining up to the will of God and the purpose of God. And even if there's something there that's trying to make you walk or receive something that is not the will of God, because of that prayer, you're saying, God, let even my heart line up to what you're saying. Proverbs 27:19 says, as the water face is revealed in the water, so a man's heart reveals the man, and that means basically the thoughts reflect a person's true character. And so our true character is in our thoughts and who we are. So even in our heart, we don't want anything that's not going to reflect what God is saying, because we're grabbing what God is saying, we're grabbing what he's telling us, and we're asking God to let that same word not be in our head and in our spirits, but in our heart, and let it be in our character as well, that when we show up, the character of what we believe, what we think, where we're going, what God has promised, shows up with it, with the authentic anointing that says, I'm here shifting atmosphere. I'm here making a difference. I'm here changing things by my very presence, because my stance says, I believe God. And as I believe God, I'm pulling down his kingdom, his will, his word for my life in from eternity into time, and I'm commanding it to begin to manifest. I'm commanding a Genesis moment, a let there be, with my destiny. My presence is here to make something manifest, because God has already spoken it, and it cannot lie. And so because he cannot lie, I'm commanding everything to bow and come subject to the will of God, circumstances, time, people, things in the heaven, things in the earth, people line up and meet the place of destiny where I have to come or you have to come, and we have to be the light, be the word, be the truth, be the authority, be the hope to them. So we're commanding everything to line up, and even in our own heart, even in our own character, to demonstrate the power, the authority, the word, the life of God. So we see that Abraham is here, and he has come to the place where he sees the fulfillment of God's promise, and God shows up and does exactly what he says. And as soon as God shows up and does what he says, and Abraham is enjoying and Sarah is enjoying this blessing, enjoying this this place of fulfillment, just relaxing. You know, tweeted it a couple of times on my Twitter, and I said, when God takes you to the place where the table is spread, sit down and enjoy the meal. So many times when we get to the place where God does something, finally we get it, we're off in a hurry to the next thing, to the next assignment, to the next victory, to the next thing, instead of sitting down and enjoying the meal that God has spread before you, sitting there and enjoying all that has taken place, all that has occurred, as you look back at it, and enjoying and savoring that place that you finally have received what God has said. So, you know, when God gives you that place, when he brings you to that place, when your Isaac is there, whether it's in your business, starting a business and seeing that thing fulfilled, and or having that business start and going through some periods where you didn't know if it was going to last and finally getting to a place where it's running smoothly and you're seeing the benefits of it, whether it's in a marriage that has taken a turn or just starting out in a relationship, watching the benefits of that promised thing that God has told you, children, first child, extending your family, or even watching your family grow, whatever it is that you've waited so long and fought so hard and stood so long for, and now you're finally seeing that thing come into fruition and be exactly what God says. Don't run off and go ahead to the next thing. Sit there and enjoy, savor that thing for just a moment. Savor it. Live in that moment. Enjoy it. Build some memories. Build something that lasts. Be able to tell it like they did in the Bible. They told when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, the command of God was to tell it to their children. Make sure they understood what the Passover meal and what the things in the meal was and what it represented and why God did what he did and how God brought them out with his strong hand, and to tell them that every time that they took a part of the sacrifice or the festival, the meal, it was saying, this just didn't happen to you, but he brought me out too. And that was a representation of that in the spirit and in the natural, that God had delivered and brought them out of something that they could not do themselves. So when God does that in your life, savor the moment, enjoy it, celebrate it, build some memories. We get here and we see that Abraham has finally gotten the place or the thing of promise in his life. And he's watching it grow, and he's watching Isaac flourish, and he's watching him get bigger, and he's enjoying his son, and he's really satisfied. And then God says to him, it's time for a sacrifice. Whenever God gives you the thing that you've always wanted and desired, that he promised you, and you finally get it, expect God to see if your heart really is connected to him or the thing that he's given you. Sometimes we love God and we want God, and our heart and our motives get out of whack. And so God will cause us to go to a place of sacrifice. And he will ask something of us which is hard. He will ask us to do something which is hard. And it's going to be in reference to the thing that he's blessed you with. But the thing that you have to understand and know, that when your heart is genuinely pure and your motives are pure and you really, really are interested in doing and fulfilling the will of God for your life, then the thing that he's given you doesn't have a hold on you. You have a hold on it. In other words, it's not dictating to you how you're going to live your life. You understand that God gave this, and the bigger scheme and the bigger picture is not this thing. This is just a marking of territory, a marking of victory. It is the place where you set up some stones to show God's greatness in the earth, in the land, by announcing to the world that God has done something wonderful for you. You're showing the evidence that God is with you and for you to those who are watching your life, who are those who don't believe, who are those who probably are wavering in their walk because they haven't seen any performance or demonstration of God in certain areas. So God might use you as the the catapult to launch something that they can see and grasp and believe and hold on to. So when he does that, he's going to use, he's not going to allow that thing to hold you hostage. He's not going to let that thing be in your life and be on the throne of your heart, and you love that or think of that more than you think of reverence God and loving him and his will for your life. So he always takes us to a place where we are tried, we're tested on the thing that we love to see if we love God more. We love his will more than the blessing that he's given to us. Someone said, and I like the quote that they said that breakthrough is not a thing, but it's a posture. And I believe that because your breakthrough, your harvest, your place where, of fulfillment, it is not necessarily, even though it comes in the form of a thing in the spirit room, it's the posture of the spirit. I position myself to receive and give birth to what you said, God. But I'm giving birth to not the thing. I'm giving birth to the destiny. I'm giving birth to the promise going forth and saving and helping in many lives, maneuvering them to the place of destiny. I'm giving birth to your will being done in my life, in the earth, as it already is in heaven. I'm giving birth to the possibilities of influence and touching generations, not just mine, generations that will be able to see and know that God is real, that he loves them and he has a purpose and a plan for them. So whatever God has given to you and has given to you and will give birth in your life, there will be a time when God will prove you to see if you love him more than the item or the place or the event or the position that he's given you, that he's going to see if you love him more than that. And whatever he requires, don't run away. Don't back away from that. You're well able to do it because you loved God more than anything to trust him in this process of there. You loved him and believed that he was going to be good to you and take you to a place that you could never get yourself. And he's not finished. He's going to continue doing it. He's going to continue to take you through the process of there, refining you and shaping you and changing you and adding to you and crushing you like the potter does the clay. He's going to do all of those things to get you where you need to get. It's an ongoing process until Jesus cracks the sky. It does not yet appear what we shall be. The fullness of who we are does not yet appear. But when Jesus comes, we will be as he is in the fullness. In the fullness of everything that he is. So that's the wonderful thing about this process of there. I never get too big. Outgrow it. I never, ever outgrow this place in this process of there. I'm going to be on this process of there until he cracks the sky. So I'm at the place where I'm learning and obtaining that which I've learned. I'm not going to the place where I'm ever learning and not obtaining, but I'm learning and obtaining, keeping and adding to myself every lesson, every nugget, everything that he wants me to be and hear and know, and I'm taking it not only in my mind and my heart. So when God asks for the sacrifice, know that he's only asking it to prove you. And just like Abraham, have the assurance, because Abraham knew, because God spoke a word and because he promised, and he does not go back on his word, what he said is going to come to pass. So whatever he's asking me for, I know he's already got a ram in the bush. I know he's going to provide. I know something's going to happen. He's not going to let me get here and not be able to keep and possess the place that he promised. So whatever it is, know that God is faithful, and he's going to do it in your life. And know that that place, that position, that thing that he's given you will never possess you more than his love, because he would never give you something that would ever take his place. He would never give you something that will ruin you, because he's always interested in how well you do in the spirit room. Thank you so much for joining me in Favor Life today. God bless you. Take the nuggets of whatever we've learned today. Use it and apply it in your life. And we'll see you here tomorrow. God bless you. Goodbye.